Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
We are going into our final conversation for this morning, hearing this morning's word of encouragement, talking to that theme, the deep dive, as we call it. And Mfundisi is about to join us to take us through, Pastor Kakene, to take us through this discussion to say, what are we deep diving about? We've been at it from the from Monday, in actual fact, generous living, the Christian way. You know, generous living can be misunderstood to be like many other people's versions, right? Philanthropies out they don't all belong to the Christian faith. But we're saying, surely there is a particular way that can be termed Christian. And that's what we want to be looking like. And today, we want to manage what we have with purpose. Purpose is the key word for today's show. Now, everything we have, our money, our time, our resources, our talents, everything, you name it, it belongs to God, even our very lives. Now, the Bible teaches us about stewardship, which means managing what we've been given wisely and using it for the greater good. I think the one word we got about stewardship is it's about ownership, that it belongs to somebody else. You're only taking care, being responsible for that. So the one question we want to ask and answer in today's session is, how do we balance generosity and financial responsibility? And helping us with that is Pastor Mobita Kakene. Pastor, good morning to you and welcome to the radio.
Good morning.
Yes, you were silent. You could hear us, but you were quiet. How are you doing?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Not knowing you, that's fine.
No, we are all right. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Thank you so much. Pastor, just a quick one. As we jump into this conversation, what does it mean to be a good steward of resources? If we're talking about generous living, we need to first understand what this management of resources means.
Okay, managing what we have with purpose. Okay. First and foremost, let us pray.
Yes, sir.
Kind and loving Father who dwells in heaven, Lord, we want to thank you for the gift of life, for being with us throughout the morning. Till this time, we pray, Heavenly Father, the guidance of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. What does it mean to be a good steward of our resources? Is that the question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can read in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. Stewardship means managing God's gift wisely. Yes.
Is that it?
That's how it is. Stewardship means managing God's gift wisely. Or everything that we have been given, even including our body. One of the letters of Paul says, our body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. So everything that we have, we really have to bandage the wisely. Yes.
I like so that short and sweet.
Even in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, where it says, in everything you do, do it unto the glory of God, whether you eat or drink.
Whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God.
Yes, you have to do it to the glory of God. You have been bought at a higher price. So everything that we have, including our body,
belongs to Christ.
We have to manage everything wisely.
No, well understood. Talk to us then, Pastor, about the balance that is necessary, especially between generosity with financial wisdom and responsibility. Is there such a thing as being overly generous, giving too much, even beyond your own good? Talk to us about that.
Okay. How can we balance generosity with financial wisdom? Okay. By budgeting for giving.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just give anyhow, otherwise we may end up finding ourselves into debt. So we have to budget, but budgeting for giving. And Two, we can avoiding debt.
Okay.
And then number three is trusting God's provision.
Trusting in God's provision. I have a question though, Mfundisi, and like I said, that is there such a thing as overgiving? You pointed out these very important financial principles, budgeting, staying out of debt, and so forth and so forth, and all well and good. But here you are, you've made your budget and the need comes. Is the response when someone comes through to say, sorry, no budget for you? Because remember, need is defined as such because usually it springs upon you unannounced, unprepared for. Do you then say, no, sorry, I have left my budget for giving this month. I already gave another brother to you. Sorry, nothing for you.
A good question. On that one, eh? In one of the letters of Paul is saying, Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver. So we have to give freely without grudge.
True, true.
So in giving, it's not about the matter of forcing. If you have, you give according to what you have. If you don't have, then you don't have. You don't need to
But you're
go into
speaking.
debt.
Okay, are you saying not having means not budgeted? Because some people I've heard, and it usually sounds like it's a boastful statement, a pompous one. I have money, but not for what you're wanting, Wena. Are you saying, because there's a difference between having no money and not having budgeted for something, that those two look similar, but actually they are not. I'm trying to come to a point. I mean, Matthew chapter 6, for example, Christ in verse 30 will say, give to everyone who asks you. Are you saying this is terms and conditions apply to this statement when we read it? It's not just saying when someone knocks, even if you only had money left to go and buy bread for your family, you must give to them. Or you're saying, no, sorry, my brother, what money I have is for me to take my children out to, I don't know, go out and have dinner at that fancy restaurant because we budgeted for that. That's the only money I have for you. I'm sorry. Come next month for a new budget.
Okay, on that one, yeah.
Because Christ says, give to everyone who asks. He doesn't say when you have money or when you are okay.
On that one, yeah. I can answer it in this way. The more we give, the more we receive. So, on that one, there are many ways that we can help a person. If there's no money, we can help him, him or her, in another way. So on that one, we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit now. Yes.
Yeah, because like I was saying, it's not about no money. Money is there. And like I said, there's a difference between no money and no budget. The two sound the same, but not the same. And we wanted to find out to say, you gave a response to say the best way to manage this, to balance generosity with wisdom, is to have a budget. And I was wanting to find out what happens when the budget for that particular item, generosity in this term, we gave giving to the needy as an example. What do we do? What do we do when that budget is empty? Do we then say we hold up and we promise them, come next month? The need is now. Next month they would have perished. You know? But
Okay,
yeah.
on that one, yeah, I got your point. Yeah, that's why I said the budgeting with this economy, it's very important because giving, yes, we give freely. Share the little you have, like the woman of Zarephath, that widow. We can share the little that we have.
Okay.
Yes, if the things is there, we can share. while we are doing our budget wisely. Because we do a lot of things that needs our proper attention.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does. But is it, there's a statement I want to hear your take on, and what would you say to it? If someone is to bring out an understanding and say, Pastor, stewardship is actually about trust rather than about management. Remember, your first beginning was a definition, and your answer was stewardship is managing God's resources wisely. That's what stewardship is as far as you're concerned. And I'm bringing out to say, someone would say stewardship is more about trust than about management. What would be your response to that kind of an understanding of a perspective?
Oh, okay. A good question. Yeah, on that one, yeah, stewardship is more... Okay, repeat your question, sir.
I'm wanting to find out if what your take is. If someone, remember your definition for stewardship was stewardship is managing God's resources wisely. That's what you said, Agir Moruti.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes. So now my question is, what would you say if someone is to say, actually, stewardship is more about trust in God rather than management. Management becomes an outflow, becomes a response. But what stewardship actually is about trust. And I want to hear your take, if you agree with the statement, if you disagree, and maybe you can support it.
Okay, that's one. You can support it. Of course, someone also may ask, how does gratitude help us be better stewardship? Okay. A grateful heart acknowledges God's blessing and fosters a desire to give.
But we're not yet about gratitude, Mfundis. We're not at gratitude yet. We're still just wanting to find out your take on this statement I gave. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I agree on that one. Because stewardship... I can't hear you properly.
Oh, I thought you could hear us, Mfundis. You said you were in a better network. I had said... there's two definitions now. Your response was stewardship is about management. Management of God's resources wisely.
Yes.
And the question I'm asking is, there's a different view that stewardship is actually more about trust than management, which makes your definition almost contra to that. And I wanted to say, do you disagree with this statement that stewardship is more about trust than it is about management?
Both. Yes. Stewardship is it?
Okay.
It's both. Yeah, it's about management and trust. Maybe I can put it in this way.
So it's about management and also about trust.
Yes.
Which one carries more weight? The management or the trust, or they are equal?
We are stewards, so we have been entrusted by God to manage the resources that we have been given.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. No, Mfundisi, thank you so much. Let's wrap it up maybe with the final question. How can we teach the next generation this idea, this concept, this principle of stewardship? How can we pass on those values?
How we can teach the next generation. How we can teach the next generation. We can give you examples in the Bible, like how Abraham was, Tabitha, and the parable of the talents. We can teach them that everything that we have, they have been instructed. They have been instructed to us by God.
Yeah.
So us, we are stewards. In other words, a caretaker is someone who takes care of someone's property.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so as we are stewards, managing the resources that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's how we pass on that lesson.
Yeah, that's how we can pass on that lesson, Andy, by leading by example.
All righty.
If we just say it and then we keep quiet, then we are not doing good thing. So we lead by example, like what Jesus did. As he was washing the disciples' their foot, he first washed them, and afterward he said, "What do wash your friends as I did." So that Jesus has shown us the example. So even us, we have to show them the example.
Show that example as well. Yeah. Fascinating. That's how we pass on these traits of stewardship. Thank you so much, Mvunisi. Any closing remarks as we wrap up today's subject, today's study, today's lesson?
The closing remark is, let us embrace a life of generosity, not just an act, but as our very identity in Christ.
Amen.
My closing remarks.
I like that. Let us not just, but let us. I love that. It's always going beyond than just the expected. We appreciate you, Mfundisi Kakene. May God bless you. Until we chat again tomorrow.
Thank
you so much. That's how we wrap up our lesson, my friends, talking about how to be generous in a Christian manner and how we manage everything with purpose.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Yeah.